Carolina.
Time for your sports update. This is the 103.7 The Game 2-Minute Drill.
What's the news?
This one's hit high in the air to right center. This one's trouble. Going back on Reddick. It's big trouble. It's a three-run jack for Thames.
The Houston Astros came up short on Tuesday night, splitting their two-game series with the Milwaukee Brewers in a 4-2 loss. The Astros have a day off before returning to action for a four-game series starting Thursday against the Seattle Mariners with first pitch set for 7:10. And you'll hear all the action over on our sister station, The Rewind, 97.7 FM, 1330 AM, and 104.1 FM out in Lake Charles. The LSU Tigers are one day closer to the matchup on Saturday against the Texas Longhorns, and head coach Ed Orgeron talks about who Sam Ehlinger reminds him of.
You know, he reminds me a little bit of Tebow. And I was at another school where we had to play Tebow. And I'm not saying he's as good as Tebow. I'm not saying he's not, but he reminds me of that type of player, but he's a better thrower.
You want to hear more from the head coach? Don't forget you can listen to the Ed Orgeron show tonight right after Five Guys Stories and Lies wraps up at 8. The Raging Cajuns will start their home slate this Saturday against the Liberty Flames, and head coach Billy Napier gave us an early scouting report on Hugh Freeze's team.
You know, Liberty's got a handful of players that are explosive, you know, really good skill on offense. The quarterback's a proven passer who's spread it around last year, threw for all kinds of yards. And then they've got some disruptive defensive players. You know, they've got some edge players that are unique. That can create some issues for you. They're big and inside backer and physical, really big in the interior D-line.
Don't forget, you can text Cajuns to 68683 if you want to win tickets to see the Cajuns live and in living color. Again, that's Cajuns to 68683. For Acadiana's number one sports station, 103.7 The Game, I'm Clint Dumming, and if you want more news, opinion, and on-demand audio, all you got to do is check out 103.7thegame.com.
Raging Cajun football fans, do you want to cheer on UL to a victory at Cajun Field this Saturday? Then just text UL to 68683 for your chance to score a pair of tickets for this Saturday's home opener against the Liberty Flames. Go Cajuns!
Live and local, this is Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game. With over 200 combined years of sports coverage in Acadiana, this is a gathering unlike any other.
Well, every week this show looks better to me.
Every week, your eyesight gets worse.
This is Five Guys, Stories, and Lies. Here's your host, Don Allen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into the program tonight. We've got a couple of hours for you this evening, and about 45 minutes from now. We always ask every time we go on, is this going to work tonight? And the answer is, yeah, it'll work tonight.
As long as I don't move, it works fine.
Y'all go ahead and talk.
We're good.
My headset's out as usual.
No, it's not.
Oh, look, you here. Take this one. Somebody switched them.
You would think after a year, this would work okay.
Mine didn't work.
Well, why would this one work?
I have no idea. Let me tell you, it works. Yeah.
Whose phone is making all that noise?
That's mine.
Whose do you think?
This is true. Anyway, welcome into the show. And just like any other Wednesday night, we will eventually get where we want to get, which is like starting a show.
First 5 minutes of the show is equipment adjustment time.
That's pretty much
it. We got it going now. We're ready. Let's roll, man. Let's roll. Five guys rolling.
Three guys are rolling.
Five guys minus two tonight.
So we'll talk. Call you back, Sean. Okay.
Boy, you're loud. Okay. Yeah, we're three guys, stories and lies tonight. Bruce Brown's not with us. Bruce is going to get our Raging Cajun, the early fan of the year award. Bruce was actually driving on his way to the UL Mississippi State game in New Orleans. He didn't quite get out of Lafayette before he got T-boned and two broken ribs. So Bruce is not going to be with us tonight. He's recuperating. Actually, Bruce is getting better, but he doesn't breathe well and he can't laugh, which pretty much eliminates him from this show.
Well, there's not a whole lot to laugh about here.
No. And Bobby Ardwin's not with us for the usual reason.
Mr. St. Leander Parish is covering a parish meeting tonight. They're supposed to set a budget.
Are they going to determine what the parish president's fate tonight? Is that what they were talking about?
don't know. He was talking about a huge multi-million-dollar budget that they were supposed to pass tonight, and he had to be there.
St. Landry has a multi-million-dollar budget?
I assume.
We're going to have to start a petition to move the St. Landry Parish meetings to a Tuesday or Thursday.
Oh, either that or start at 4 o'clock, you know, so he can get here for 6. So he's tied up tonight. So it's just us and none more.
It's just us, but a special guest at about 6:45.
Yeah.
As Russell Heim is going to join us from Houston. And for those of you, some of you will recognize the name. Many of you may not. Russell Heim was for many, many years the Cajun Chicken and entertained here in Lafayette at UL games, or what I guess was USL games back then.
Back then it was, yeah.
Basketball and I think baseball and softball as well. But Russell's going to join us from Houston at 6:45 this evening, and that'll be fun. We're all looking forward to that.
And for the first few years, no one knew who he was. He dressed in a dressing room, closed door, and never took his helmet, his head off, you know?
I knew who he was.
So, well, yeah, a few people knew who he was.
Well,
but,
yeah, the media
you know,
knew who he was.
The fandom didn't know who the chicken was, who was playing the chicken.
Let's face it, we've talked about it in the past. The fandom still doesn't know what's going on in a lot of respects.
Well, I tell you what, he became a legend.
Oh, there's no question about that.
Unbelievable. And if they were smart, they would get a new chicken because he was the best mascot in the United States. Well, you know, him and the San Diego chicken, and he has a story about how he came up with that costume. It wasn't like he was copying the San Diego chicken, and I'll let him tell that. But that wasn't a case. That was not the case. A lot of people think he was trying to do that, but he was not. He was forced into that costume pretty much. And like I said, I know he's listening now, and I'll let him tell the story. But, you know, we were all there for all those years. And I tell you what, I have not seen a mascot have that presence since then. Have y'all?
Well, of course not. Not at USL. Not
no,
USL
nowhere.
USL.
I haven't seen him on TV. I hadn't seen.
I mean, look at what you've got to compare him to at this school. There is no comparison anywhere.
What do we got? Still got a Pepper or something?
I don't. Do we still have the Pepper?
Do we have a Pepper?
Well, you know,
Kevin doesn't know.
Where he probably got in trouble was that he became more popular than the event. People were coming to see the chicken.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Oh, I would. People,
oh, I would.
Believe me, I look forward to every basketball game just to see the chicken.
I agree with Tom there because I know I brought a bunch of kids there. Because they wanted to see him. Oh, no, I think a lot of people went there. And I think whenever he performed, the attention was on him, unlike it was even on the games at times. And it was a happening. You know, kind of like we were saying that with the ice skaters. But to go watch Russell perform, again, I have not anywhere – any other college, any professional team, I've not seen a mascot.
Well, in all fairness, we haven't seen all the mascots either. Now,
well, I mean, I see them on TV.
You see some of them on TV, sure.
What's the best thing they do? They go and they tackle each other. That's what I mean, that's the highlight. That's what you're going to see on TV. You're going to see a mascot tackle another mascot. Say, oh, look at that, a tiger just got the gator. You're not going to see somebody doing a Michael Jackson moonwalk. You're not going to see anybody in a Elvis Presley outfit playing a guitar, MC Hammer doing his deal. You're not going to see any of that. You're not going to see him with the skunk, and I'll tell that story if Russell doesn't.
That skunk, that was
determined to tell stories.
Yeah, why don't you wait and let Russell tell the story?
I'm just saying he was the best I've ever seen.
We agree. Now let him tell the story.
He got me one night.
He got you one night.
With a spider.
Oh, yeah. He did. Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, I remember the spider, too. But let's get to football so we don't get ahead of Russell, and we'll let Russell have his spotlight there.
No, go ahead and tell the stories.
Oh, yeah, Don. No, whatever. You know what? You're going to start off already tonight, aren't
Last
you?
Week.
What?
Everybody correctly forecast Mississippi State winning.
Shock.
Nobody was really close.
Shock.
Yeah.
Shock.
Nobody was really close on our scores.
Yep.
LSU, we didn't do individual scores because what's the point?
Yeah, but nobody saw 55-3 coming. Don't say you did because you didn't. A 52-point spread on a 20-point game? No.
Well, I can throw that out to Georgia State and Tennessee, which was a 27-point spread that ended up being 8 points the other way.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, that's embarrassing, Bob. That's when you might like, we might want to shut this program down.
Did you see where two Tennessee players left today?
No.
Kevin can look that up, but he won't. Kevin sitting in for
Clint.
Clint tonight. Clint Dion's working with
domain. Domain. It's domain.
Who said Dion to begin with?
I don't know. I'm just correcting him. But CD, let's make it real simple.
He's a wizard.
CD, the wizard.
The wizard behind it.
Yeah.
He's like, are you ready for this? He's helping out with the fantasy football draft.
Oh, basketball. Live, yeah. Tonight. Well, you said basketball, Kevin.
No, he said fantasy.
Wait, hold on.
No, I definitely said fantasy football.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. We heard you, Kevin.
It's Jordy. It's Jordy. Well, you said Jordy. So.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Jordy's a basketball man. Yeah, so two left Tennessee today?
I think I read that correctly. A defensive back and somebody on offense.
Oh, well.
They go to the portal?
I do. If they went anywhere, they
yeah. And if we had Star Trek movie, you know what? That's we got to get. We got to get CD to find the Star Trek.
Both of them, as I understand it, are transferring to UL softball. Since Jerry Glasgow has already shown, he'll take about anything through the portal.
Oh no, he won't.
No.
I disagree with you there.
Okay? He just takes the cream of the crop. Dude.
He's taking good players through
guys
the portal.
Guys, Tennessee is supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah. Well, why'd they leave?
Because they weren't getting the at bats that they were hoping
they
for.
They didn't get to play, right?
I think they probably did get to play. I don't know. I didn't read the story. I did not read the story. So anyway.
Wow. So what'd you think about UL, Don?
Yeah, Don.
Did Clint really say?
Yeah, ask
UL
Kevin.
Defense played well. Did he really say that?
Did I hear that on the radio? Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, you did.
So 38 points and 500 yards.
500 yards
offense
does not work into playing well for a team that was down from last year and is going to be in the bottom third of the SEC this year.
Of course it does.
What does it say?
What?
Hang on.
Oh.
One second.
Listen, Kevin got something here. What? Go ahead. We're giving you the mic.
No, just give me a second. Just give me a bit.
To what? Recoup your thoughts?
Yes,
no,
indeed.
you don't get that on
well, maybe
the
he was
show.
Just, no, he wants maybe to, he just meant that
he's looking for a quote from,
yes,
from
I'm
Coach
looking.
Napier.
Yes.
Maybe he just meant that what they that you. They looked a lot better.
Oh, a quote from Coach Napier. Oh, that'll make it right. What do you got, Kevin?
Hang on.
Maybe Clint just meant that they looked a lot better playing bad.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. That's exactly what I meant.
We looked a lot better playing bad.
Yes.
That's the damnedest quote I ever heard.
Yeah,
we looked
positive.
A lot better playing bad.
Thank you. I'll take full credit for that one.
That's pretty good, Dom. Yeah. You ought to put that in the coach speak book because coaches could use that.
Yep.
Here's the other half of that. Levi Lewis is getting way more blame than he deserves.
I heard he's getting all kind of credit today.
What credit is he getting today?
CD gave him some. CD, you're lucky you're not here, buddy.
He gave him credit today, Kevin?
Well, I believe Coach Napier in the post-game press conference said that he thought that that Levi didn't really play all that bad. He thought that he did a pretty good job under the circumstances, that there were some mistakes, obviously. You know,
yeah, and they kept ending in turnovers too.
Yeah, they did. You know, an interception on the first pass, and then the fourth down play where everybody thinks that they just fumbled the ball. That was going to be a double pass.
I know what it was. I know what it was going to be.
And he short passed it.
You should be able to complete a 6-yard pass first of all.
I agree.
Okay,
I
but agree. Kevin, go ahead and get in what you want to get in.
But he did have some good moments.
Let Kevin get whatever he wanted to get in here.
No, I was just going to say I will not speak for Clint. I am not going to speak for Clint.
Well, no, but you can go ahead and
well,
get
why? We do
want.
We do all the time.
Somebody needs to speak for Clint every once in a while, Kevin.
But you know what?
Clint knows the phone number. He can call.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. He's drafting somebody in fantasy right now.
Oh, God. He's in a fantasy
with
world?
With Jordy.
Okay.
Yeah, no. But as far as the Cajuns go, you got to look positive at least for something.
No, you don't, Kevin.
Oh, come on.
No, That's the whole point. There are other stations and other media outlets where you can throw the glitter and the Kool-Aid out there. No, on this show, you look for what happened and you be honest about what happened.
Yeah, well, we don't drink Kool-Aid over here. All right.
Ah, oh, you're missing out.
Huh?
Well, I'll take up for there was some.
No, that was a good point.
There were some players that made some nice plays and they looked good at times. They just didn't have any consistency. I mean, Jamal Ball looks like a legitimate good receiver.
Yes,
you know, we already knew Jamarcus Bradley was. Yeah. And of course, the three running backs, they're good.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But it's the turnovers. I mean, you know, Trey Regis never fumbles. He fumbles in the game. You know, and it's just, and the defense just, you know, that was being ludicrous what I said, but they really did. They did look more organized to me on the field. You know, they had trouble stopping Mississippi State, but they weren't giving up 80-yard touchdown passes or 70-yard runs.
No, it wasn't like the year
last year.
No, it wasn't like the year where they gave up what 50-some points a game. That's 77.
Yeah.
That's 777 that flew out of Washington. Yeah, they're not like that, but still, when you give up that many yards, and again, you got to take into consideration that's an SEC team. And I know a lot of people say, yeah, well, they lost a lot of people. They were out two starters who were suspended. They're still an SEC team.
Yeah, but when you look at it,
their backup is still better than most of the starters.
It's 35-28, and they're still in the ball game late in the fourth quarter. They still got a chance to tie the ball game.
Did you ever think at any point? But you didn't watch the game, did you?
Yeah, well, I rewatched it. I was doing volleyball.
Well,
but
I can't ask you this question.
Any point that you thought they were going to win?
Yes.
No.
That's my point. I didn't either.
No.
Did you?
No.
No.
Never thought it.
No. But you're right. They were in it. They were in it at that point. You know, the 99-yard drive was impressive as you can get.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Look, all you got to do is go back and ask Texas A&M why they lost to UL, and they'll tell you. USL back then, what was it, seven turnovers?
Like yes.
Five interceptions, three return for touch, whatever. Yeah, so that's why you play the game, because the best team doesn't necessarily win, as Tennessee found out. And Mississippi State could have lost the game, you know. But you're assuming that with no turnovers, UL wins the game. Nah, I don't buy that.
I think you'll get a better read on this team, you know, come this week. You know, I think you'll get a better read.
I don't
read
know if that's a fair read either. I don't think Mississippi State's a fair read.
I don't think
Mississippi State's as good as everybody thought
they were going to be.
I don't think anybody thought they were going to be any good, Tom.
Well, they thought they would be upper half of the SEC.
What I've seen in the predictions were lower third of the SEC. I guess it depends on which predictions you happen to be reading.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
We're going to take a break here. This is Five Guys, Stories and Lies, minus two. We're going to open the phones too, 706-0111. Get your own thoughts on the football. And Russell Heim, Cajun Chicken, joins us at 6:45. We'll be back.
Make sure to wake up and start your weekday mornings off with a piping hot cup of sports talk with RP3 and Company from 6 to 9. Host Raymond Parch III tackles all of the local and statewide sports topics of the day right here on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game.
Only the hottest of the hot will stand proudly on the platform when Michael's Men's Club brings you the 2019 Stripper Olympics. Wednesday, September 4th, the stage becomes the arena with a return of the 9th annual Stripper Olympics during the grand opening of the all-new Michael's Men's Club. Guys, you won't believe the outrageous no-holds-barred competition.
Ladies,
you have a chance to win big. Because you can be in the games. Michael's Men's Club invites you to battle it out for $5,000 in total cash winnings. Plus, everyone will be treated to erotic superstars, Annie Lane and Natasha Nova, too. Don't miss a minute of the action. Doors open at 5. The games begin at 7. The 2019 Stripper Olympics. Wednesday, September 4th, featuring Annie Lane, Natasha Nova, and DJ Swaggle. Michael's Men's Club on Highway 90 in Lafayette. Let the games begin.
Adventure awaits with the Kawasaki Terex and Terex 4 side-by-sides. Whether you're traversing through mountains, woods, or your own backyard, Terex side-by-sides pack the power to muscle through tough terrain. And it's all backed by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. Adventure awaits. Go conquer it with Kawasaki Terex and Terex 4.
First turn, I-10 frontage road in Scott.
Looking to get in shape? How about a workout based on science with proven results? Orange Theory Fitness Lafayette. More life.
Try Orange Theory Fitness for the first time between September 1st through September 15th and get your first two classes free. Come to our location and inquire at our front desk. Again, come try Orange Theory Fitness and get your first two classes free.
Ambassador Caffrey at Collie Saloon, next to Fielding Stream, orangetheory.com. More life.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is 21 days of amazing finds. It's 21 days to discover your next go-tos and can't live withouts. 21 days of daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves, like the Tartlet and Bloom eyeshadow palette and Urban Decay 24/7 eye pencils. Plus, explore our latest exclusive products and hundreds of new launches, aka 21 days of I want that one and that one. Event ends September 21st. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
When you're a member of the 103.7 The Game Clubhouse, there's always something for you to win. Get the rewards of being a member, like our most recent Clubhouse winner.
Hi, this is Amy Gerald, and I'm a huge UL fan from Parks, Louisiana. I am so excited I won season passes to see UL football in this pandemonium contest.
It's all up for grabs in the 103.7 The Game Clubhouse. Join now at 103.7thegame.com or on the 103.7 The Game mobile app. Now, back to Five Guys Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
Gotta get myself off the side of the road.
So it's the Cajuns and Liberty, 6:30 Saturday night at Cajun Field. It is the 19th annual Herbert Hyman Classic. And in the meantime, probably, well, there's no probably about it, one of the premier games in the country is going to be taking place in Austin Saturday night.
Same time.
Yeah, that's when LSU and Texas go at it one another. Texas kind of threw down a gauntlet, didn't they?
Well, I tell you what, whoever did that, they need to go see a psychiatrist. You're gonna run a picture saying the real DBU the week that you're going to play those guys after they just rang up 55?
Like I said, they've thrown down a gauntlet. Now let's see if they can back it up.
I tell you what.
But they're not going to be playing Georgia Southern Saturday either.
No, but I tell you what, with those receivers and Burrow throwing like he's throwing, they're going to score some points. And that defense with Chasson, how do they say it on TV? Chasson. And
I repeat, they're not going to be playing Georgia Southern Saturday.
Yeah, but they're going to put some points on the board.
Sure, but I think Texas will also.
Yeah. Did I hear right? Texas cut back on the ticket allotment that they were giving them.
I don't know.
Went from 5,000 to 3,500 is what I heard on the radio yesterday, and it's like, oh, I bet they're not
maybe
happy.
Maybe that's all they got left.
Well, you don't think that their LSU fans are going to settle for 3,500 tickets?
Well, what are they going to do? Storm the stadium?
They'll go buy the Texas tickets.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Impossible.
Well, yeah, they'll go to StubHub or something like that, and they'll pay $1,000 for a ticket. You know, I won't, but you know. Yeah, UL's got some competition. They're coming home playing a team that not a whole lot of people. Some people don't.
Liberty was pretty good a year ago.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not a named team, you know. And the Hyman Classic, I thought that game was set up to bring in a quality team. I didn't know it was
at least a big name team. But then again, we haven't had that in recent years either.
Well, the way I guess they're going to combat the competition of LSU playing is to sell those $1 hot dogs and $2 beers.
Oh, you were just dying to start talking about that.
I know, I was. A dollar hot dog. When you got a hype dollar hot dogs more than the team, I start to wonder about the team.
It's marketing, man. That's
all I know.
I don't wonder about the team. I wonder about the marketing that's going on.
Oh, I've been wondering about the marketing at the university. Yeah, but
you know. Everything's social media and digital now, if you haven't figured that out yet.
Well,
it's all social media and digital.
It does not excuse $1 never hot said dog that it did. Promotions over. Here are your Cajuns for their first home game. And these are the defending.
Yeah. I've heard more about $1 hot dogs than I've heard about that team in the last 2 or 3 days.
Tom, are you going this? Are you going to go this weekend?
I usually work the game, so I'll be there. Yeah,
you're going to
pick up a $1 hot dog on the way up, and you can talk about it Wednesday. Tell us how they are.
Is that, is that going to be those green hot dogs? You ever been to a ballpark and had green hot dogs? I wonder if that's what those are.
Y'all make life so enjoyable.
That's in Boston when they're celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
I was telling Tom coming over here, I guarantee you that's not Hebrew National hot dogs that they're selling. Now, you go to a Yankee game, you're getting Hebrew National. That's a top-of-the-line hot dog. You ain't paying a dollar for that. Because that link costs.
Only on Five Guys do we talk about stadium hot dogs for 15 minutes.
That's not true.
No.
We are running second where that's concerned.
No, but you know, the good thing is the beer. I don't know how watered down it'll be. No, not really.
$2 beers.
$2 beers, because LSU was charging $9 if I heard
$9 per beer.
Yeah, but I heard the logical explanation on that.
And it made
sense. And I think it might have come from you, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That everybody does all their drinking outside the stadium before the game. Yeah. So they don't really need to drink anymore when they get inside.
They don't need 5 and 6 inside the stadium. They just drink 6 at 10 in the parking lot.
I understand that.
So it makes sense. Well, you know, when you stop and think about it, yeah, it's smart on LSU's part to charge $9 because they're not going to sell as many as they thought they were going to sell. Although I did hear Clinton,
you know what?
Somebody talking about
it. They will.
You think?
They will. They will sell it to
I heard they had a lot of leftover pizza. So apparently the money was going to the beer, not the pizza. So is that right, Kevin? Is that what they were saying? They had like 50 boxes of pizza stacked or something?
No, yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah.
So is that in LSU in Baton Rouge?
Yeah. So apparently Papa John's or whoever supplies the pizzas,
it's
they're going
to
have
to 55 to 13. They've left.
Huh?
They left. They didn't hang around and eat pizza.
Kevin, that's a good point, too. A lot of them left.
They should be a little concerned about the number of empty seats in that stadium. I know they're sold and paid for, but that ain't the same as filling up 100,000 seats.
But, dude, $9 for a cup of beer?
That's a lot, Tom.
That's a lot.
Well, I didn't say
you don't pay that
about
at,
beer.
You don't pay that at Wrigley Field, man.
Are y'all listening to anything I say
no,
over here?
No.
Why should we start tonight?
No, we've been to Wrigley Field. I remember some. I don't think they charge $9 for a cup of beer.
I don't remember because I didn't.
And if somebody knows, you can call in, but I guarantee it's not $9.
Have we made the point yet about $9 beer?
What is the Cajun spread against Liberty this week?
Kevin, do you know? I'll find it if you don't.
I'm not a betting man.
Yeah, no clue.
Well, okay. You're going to find out, Kevin, because that's why you're here.
I got it. It's UL. -13.
13?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know LSU's 5.5 to
UL
6
is a
favorites.
13-point favorite.
LSU is 5.5 to 6 on the road in Austin.
That's what the paper of record of Acadiana, the Morning Advocate, says.
13.
Okay. So that's where we are there.
Five Guys, Stories, and Lies. We'll be back.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
Wednesday Night Baseball is underway. I'm Jeff Biggs with the Yankees closing out their series with the Texas Rangers before heading to Boston for another weekend showdown with the Red Sox, who are also underway at Fenway taking on the Twins. Coming up in about 15 minutes, the first place Cardinals, who currently lead the Cubs by 3, will face Madison Bumgarner and the Giants. And then later on in LA, the Dodgers will go for the sweep against the Rockies. On the eve of the season opener for the NFL, Bears tight end Trey Burton is questionable with a groin issue. Meanwhile, it was a big day in Dallas as the Cowboys made Ezekiel Elliott the new highest-paid running back in the league with a 6-year deal worth $90 million, passing Todd Gurley, who is going to play for the Rams on Sunday at Carolina. I'm Jeff Biggs, NBC Sports Radio.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 2 5.25-ounce bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lowe's makes it easy for pros like you to get more of the supplies you need and at the right prices every day. Like 20% off in-stock GAF or Owens Corning shingles when you purchase by the pallet. Get 10% off select plywood when you buy 48 sheets or more. And whatever size the job, you can be sure to find the quantities you need in stock. Order at LowesForPros.com and have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you're needed most. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
What's up, guys? This is Daniel Cormier. You're listening to 103.7 The Game.
The 2019 Ford F-150 is... Wait, what's the word? How would you describe something that has a body made out of high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy? Something with best-in-class torque and payload that can tow up to 13,200 pounds. And something with the smarts to know that even after being able to do all of that, you can always use a little help from available Pro Trailer Backup Assist. Oh, that's right. I remember the word. It's tough. The 2019 Ford F-150. Built Ford tough.
Max towing is achieved on F-150 XL Super Crew. 6.5-foot box, 3.5-liter EcoBoost, 4x2, and max trailer tow package. Max payload is achieved on F-150 XL regular cab. 8-foot box, 5-liter, 4x2, and heavy-duty payload package. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR. Max towing varies based on cargo, vehicle configuration, accessories, and number of passengers. Max payload varies based on accessories and vehicle configuration. See label on door jamb for carrying capacity of a specific vehicle. Towing and payload are independent attributes and may not be achieved simultaneously.
TV and internet are out all over town. And you're on your backhoe staring at a hole in the ground. Could have used a shovel to clear the last few inches of dirt, but you were in a hurry. Could have been worse. There's a gas line in 20,000 volts a little farther down.
Think about it. Call 811 before you dig so the site can be marked. It's free and it's the law. Louisiana One Call 811.
Petroleum Club of Lafayette, Lafayette's premier business and dining social club, would like to invite you to be a part of their 66-year tradition. If you're looking for the perfect place for a business lunch or to get connected by meeting the right people through networking, get to know the influencers, then membership in the Petroleum Club of Lafayette just might be the place. They have many social events for the whole family to enjoy, such as spirit nights, discounts on hotels in New Orleans, special rates at Farm Dialley Golf Club, children's activities, networking, and much more. Membership to Petroleum Club is by invitation only, and you're invited to call Jean Lanche. She would be delighted to invite you to join her as her guest for you to experience their delicious food and unrivaled service that only Petroleum Club of Lafayette offers its members and guests. Membership to Petroleum Club of Lafayette is much more affordable than you think. Call Jean today, 232 Club, extension 202. That's 232-2582, extension 202. Experience the elegance. Join the tradition. Petroleum Club of Lafayette in the Oil Center.
Lafayette's own Dustin the Diamond Poirier is looking to become the unified UFC lightweight champ, and you can help cheer him on at Marley's Sports Bar in downtown Lafayette. Join me, RP3, for a UFC 242 watch party on Saturday at Marley's. The action begins at 3 and runs until 6 p.m., but you can stick around and cheer on UL and LSU as Marley's won't be closing until 2 a.m. So join me, RP3, this Saturday for the UFC 242 watch party at Marley's.
They're here to tell it like it is and how it was. This is Five Guys Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
If you'd like to be part of the conversation. We could have talked about this last week, and naturally we didn't. UL openers. What are the ones that come to mind that, you know, really stick in your mind? We would talk about LSU, but we didn't cover LSU, so it would be kind of dumb for us to be bringing up the Tigers. But we covered UL.
Losing Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
That has to be number one. That game was won.
Yes, yeah. It was.
And Hartley Dykes catches that pass, and unbelievable, unbelievable.
And then a kickoff returned for a touchdown.
Unbelievable. I mean, you know, my heart goes out to Nelson because Nelson deserved that win. And, I mean, it's just one of those things.
I remember one play. It was toward the end, right before Oklahoma State scored the winning touchdown. The clock was running. OSU was out of timeouts, and they were down on about the 10, 15-yard line. And they threw a pass that was incomplete, but the guy dropped it at the 5-yard line. If he catches that, he's tackled. Time runs out.
Yeah.
They don't get a shot at the next play. But they did get a shot. Dykes.
That was unbelievable.
Oklahoma State had some great, great athletes. You know, That was around the time they had Thurman Thomas.
Yep.
Barry Sanders was a backup.
Yep.
You know, then there's Dykes. They were real good. And here's little bitty USL.
Yeah.
You know, literally taking them to the end.
Oh, it was a great game.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, geez, that was a great game. You know, and I think when they what Augie's first game at Cajun
at Tulane that was the one they lost 17-16 on the Phantom
pass interference call
late in the game, and that was back in the days when pass interference was at the spot of the foul.
That was about 10 feet over his head.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was standing on the sideline for that, and it was like we couldn't believe it.
Tulane kicked the winning field goal, which was a shorty. And that one, the other game that comes to mind is when USL opened in Houston against Rice, and Clarence Verdon took the opening kickoff back about 96 yards for the touchdown.
Yep.
And they ended up winning that game. You know, there have been some serious memory moments.
The Northeast game when it was 28-0, trailing 28-0 at the half. That was Dwight Prudhomme.
That wasn't an opener, was it?
No, that wasn't an opening, but you're talking about memorable games. That was one.
No, they were trailing 26-0.
Mm-hmm.
And Prudhomme, on a quarterback sneak, went 60 yards because the umpire accidentally screened out the Northeastern linebacker. And Prudhomme ended up galloping 60, and it was on from that point.
Absolutely. You know what's ironic about talking about Dwight Prudhomme? And I think I mentioned this earlier, that when I went to Doug Ireland's retirement party at Northwestern, he gave me a picture of Dwight Prudhomme. Remember I told you that? And all of a sudden, his name pops up on my YouTube page.
Yeah.
Anyway, he gave me that picture, and I dropped it off to Dwight yesterday. Dwight wasn't there, but it's a picture of Dwight rolling out, throwing a pass and stuff. So, Dwight, if you're out there, he was out of town. His picture's waiting for him tomorrow. He's supposed to be there tomorrow.
Ended up winning the game 40-26 and finished the game at the Northeast 5-yard line, taking a knee.
Yeah, that was
or
that
would have been even more.
I remember talking to Lynn Amedy on the plane to somewhere the next weekend. I don't remember. We were going
to
California.
The plane to somewhere. That
we
could
were going,
be a
I think we were going to California or something. I had my service pony with me. You know,
thought you were going to say your service pistol.
No.
I didn't know where
he
was going.
I remember talking to him about that and saying, how does that happen? And he just laughed and he said, I don't know. He said, sometimes you just get in a groove calling plays, and everything I called in the second half matched up to exactly the defense we wanted it to be against. So everything worked.
Oh, yeah.
In the second half, you know, and he said it was just one of those things.
Darnest comeback I ever saw. Mm-hmm. You know what? We got a chicken coming on 10 minutes. We better get your football predictions in. Right. Not telling you we need to do that. I'm just suggesting you give me a pair of eyes like you'd shoot me if you had a gun.
Right,
but you being a liberal, you wouldn't have a gun. So go ahead.
No, I being a liberal, I would have it concealed.
No, you would try to talk me out of it with love. Me out of it with love or something. Go ahead.
You're not being talked out with love, believe me.
Oh, no, in your case, if you try to talk me out of it with hate. All right. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I'm not. You got it. One of the predictions. You made me text Bruce to get his scores.
All right, give me Bruce's prediction.
You know, you got some cards. We could, like, get a card game going on this side of the table while they.
No, you know what? I knew something was wrong. For about 3 weeks, Don has been human, and he hasn't been sarcastic or anything like that. I'm able to talk to him. Now the Don's coming out of him again.
My knee hurts.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes, that's okay. What it is.
All right.
All right. What does Bruce have for UL Liberty?
You going to write it down this week?
I got it.
Oh,
let's
you
go.
Got it. UL, 31-18.
31-18. Three touchdowns
have
with no extra points?
Huh? Who cares?
Who cares?
Tom?
All right, Glenn.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to give him 35-14.
UL, I presume?
Yeah, this week I'm going to do that.
All right. Don?
Hot dogs and all.
28-21.
Oh,
UL.
Yeah, nice.
Okay.
I have UL 35-17.
And what about Bobby?
Bobby has UL 24-21.
Okay. Bobby had it 50-7 last week. He's got 24-21 this week. It's interesting.
What does Bruce have? Oh, we got Bruce.
We got Bruce.
Okay.
We're going to LSU
now. Going to LSU now? Bobby has Texas winning this one, 30-28.
Bobby.
Ooh, Bobby.
Bobby with the upset. Mm-hmm.
Bobby,
Bruce?
Yeah, if you want his number, call. Well, I'll give it to you. LSU 24, Texas 19.
Bruce likes those odd numbers, you know. Okay, I think Texas is going to play well. And I really wanted to take them in an upset, but I'm going to go LSU 27-17.
Well, okay. Well, since I said they were going to go 11-1 or 12-0, I'm going to go with LSU. And I like their offense, so I'm going to give them 35. And I like their defense, so I'm going to give Texas 10.
Wow. Don?
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You remember that Glenn said that LSU was going to go 11-1. How much you want to bet at the end of the year when we look at his picks, he's got them going like 9-3.
Y'all just jealous because I got it right last year. Y'all, all you haters.
I'm going to go with LSU 23-20.
That ain't going to be that close.
23-20.
They're not scoring 20 on that defense.
Excuse me. Let me amend my pick because Glenn said it wasn't going to be that close.
See what I'm telling you, Kevin, about the Don coming out of him? I used to say the jerk. He said I can't say that no more.
Right.
So the Don's coming out of him.
Okay,
Go ahead, Don.
I did. 23-20. How many times do I need to say it?
Oh, okay, now we have 23-21. You want to tighten it up.
Now we have the Saints opening up on Monday Night Football against the Texans. The Houston Texans.
Well, go ahead. What you got?
Bobby has New Orleans. I think it looks like 27-17. It's a little hard to look at, but what about Bruce?
He has the Saints 31-20.
31-20.
What you have?
I have New Orleans 31-24.
Whew. Man.
I don't have a lot of faith in the secondary.
I've got Houston 35-31.
Yeah, you said
no faith.
I was kind of leading that way too.
What's hard to forget is what Tampa did to them in the first game last year.
Yeah, and the history of that.
Yeah. In fact, I heard recently that the Saints are not real good against the spread in the first couple of weeks.
They're not.
No, not at all.
No, I'm kind of like Don. I'm gonna go with the Texans 28-24.
Okay, now we got to pick the season record for the Saints. Bobby has the Saints going 12-4.
I thought there were 17 games. Just six? Okay.
17 weeks. They all have a bye week.
Bruce? Bruce has them going 12-4.
Well, I'm going to pick them to go 11-5 because their schedule is tough. I think they'll win the division, but I think it's going to be tough for them to go 12-4 again. So I'm saying 11-5.
I like that. I'm good for 11-5.
9-7.
Mr. Positive. Mr. Positive. Please, this phone number once again is 706-0111.
The name is Don Allen.
No one goes through a season without taking some hits. And if Alvin Kamara takes a hit.
Or Breeze takes a hit.
Or Michael Thomas takes a hit.
You had 8-8.
Yeah.
And if was a skiff.
You could we'd sail it out of
hot water.
Yeah, you could sail it out of rain. Woo, we're getting close to the chicken. That's good.
We need to get Russell in here and get us some humor.
Get us out of some football,
this
man.
This is a bad attempt at humor we're having right here.
Yeah, because Don's shooting us a pair of eyes, man. We're not close to break because it looks like he's about to explode over here because Tom and I aren't.
Anybody that picks the hometown team to go 9-7.
They're not the hometown team. Lafayette is the hometown team.
It's the hometown team. They're the closest pro team we've got.
That does not. And
I have to get my funkin' wagon.
Yeah, what don't you understand? Don does not drink Kool-Aid. All right, he should know that by now. I know that.
Don is a fan.
There's no Kool-Aid.
No one.
There's no Kool-Aid drinking on this team.
Oh no.
Except the Yankees.
No. I have lived and died more often than lived with the Redskins, and I'll die with them again this year.
You will.
You both drink Kool-Aid. I'm the only one that doesn't drink Kool-Aid. He drinks the Yankees and the Redskins. You drink the Saints and the Pios. I don't drink nobody's. I could care less. All right? Makes you happy?
I thought you were the one that said home team.
I didn't say home team. He said that. I don't have a home team.
I said hometown team.
Hometown team.
Ah.
Yeah. Houston's pretty close. A couple miles difference.
You hear that music playing in the back? That's how I'm feeling right now. I feel like I'm about 25 or 6 to 4.
You look like you're 25, 6 to 4.
You know what that means?
I have no idea.
Me neither. When we come back, we're going to talk with the Cajun Chicken, who was dancing for USL for many more years than you probably thought. Russell Heim will join us when Five Guys, Stories and Lies continues.
Are you looking for the latest updates on what is happening with the UL Raging Cajuns, LSU Tigers, New Orleans Saints and Pelicans, Houston Astros, and Acadiana High School sports? Then look no further than the homepage of Acadiana Sports Station, 1037thegame.com.
Locally owned businesses build strong communities by sustaining vibrant town centers and contributing to local causes. Do your business with these certified South Louisiana businesses.
It's going to be your new favorite Mexican restaurant. Sombreros of Lafayette is now open, serving delicious Mexican dishes with the freshest, highest quality ingredients. You owe it to yourself to visit Sombreros of Lafayette on Northwest Evangeline Thruway. Go by, call, or click mysombreros.com.
Improve your home and save money locally at Carpet Mills Outlet. They are your resource for porcelain tiles, vinyl plank tiles, and wood floors. Trust the specialists with experience at Carpet Mills Outlet on University, a quarter mile from Veterans in Carrancroft.
Fuel, food, and fun. It's all at King's Truck Stop and Casino, a clean, modern casino with friendly people and some of the best food anywhere. Just off Highway 190 East, Port Barry.
King's Truck Stop and Casino, 24-7, my little bit of heaven.
Shop local. Shop certified South Louisiana.
Delta Media is offering businesses a chance to be a part of our live radio coverage of high school football, featuring the North Vermilion Parish Game of the Week, plus coverage from Carrancroft Bears, Lafayette High Lions, and Southside Sharks. Your sponsorship of Delta Media Sports is a cost-effective way to reach your customers and new customers. Plus, it will help promote high school sports. For more information on how you can become a sponsor of Delta Media Sports live radio coverage, contact Shanae at 337-886-4668. That's 886-4668.
You think in trailers? Think Tibbs. Whether you tug it, tow it, or transport it, Tibbs Trailers is your headquarters for enclosed, flatbed, and hydraulic trailers. You won't find a better selection or a better price than right here. We've got the experts to repair or customize your trailer, so it'll be ready for whatever you pull it through. Why would you go anywhere else when you can go to Tibbs Trailers? Now we're talking trailers.
Between Scott and Dusan.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Delta Media has you covered for local hard-hitting high school football action. The St. Thomas More Cougars return to 103.7 The Game. The Carrancroft Bears, meanwhile, are back on Z105.9. While the Vermilion Parish Game of the Week is once again on 106.3 Radio Lafayette, the Lafayette High Mighty Lions can be heard on The Rewind 97.7 FM. And you can tune in to Mustang 107.1 to hear the debut season of the Southside High Sharks. There is also Football Night in Acadiana pregame and postgame shows on 103.7 The Game. Delta Media once again has you covered for Friday Night Football.
The viewpoints heard on this program could be considered politically incorrect.
Good thing they're too old to care.
Well, that's easy for you to say.
This is Five Guys, Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
If you were a fan of USL basketball at the Cajun Dome, in the last, I don't know how many years it was.
Blackham.
You heard, yeah, at Blackham Coliseum, you heard this song. And you heard this song as part of the intro for our next guest. The guy with the glittery shirt, wearing sunglasses, and a big beak. We are happy to welcome in Russell Heim, who was the Cajun Chicken, and as Glenn said, has become a legend. Indeed he has. We're talking to Russell for, I guess, his home in Houston, Russell?
Unfortunately, I'm stuck in Houston right now.
That is not unfortunate. My kids both live in Katy.
Oh, I've been, they got too much traffic here for me.
Oh, God. No, I agree
yeah,
with you there.
Yeah, buddy, I agree with you there.
And believe me, it's getting just as bad here.
You're still a land man, correct?
No, I'm a facilities engineer.
But yeah, as an engineer.
Okay. Oil field facilities.
Yeah, that was what. Yeah, it was another ironic thing. It's like the chicken is an engineer, man. I mean, you don't see a lot of that.
Those two careers didn't quite go together. I don't know why, but they didn't quite go together. People had a lot of trouble believing that, wait a minute, this engineer that's designing this piece of equipment is the guy that's running around out there in the costume?
Hey, talking about that costume. Tell Don and everybody how that came about, because a lot of people assumed it came from the idea came from San Diego Chicken, but that's not what happened.
No, not at all. Actually, this was back in 1984. Previously, I'd done Budman, and Budman was asked to leave. Unfortunately, you know, at the time,
Budman needed to be asked to leave. Oh, Russell,
yeah.
Yeah, the mannequin threw the hoop that didn't make it.
Yeah, and then they introduced Mr. Cajun, which really didn't work. And then I got a phone call from Terry Don Phillips and asked me to put together, asked if I wanted to do another character. He said anything but the Bud Man. And they called me on a Wednesday.
I knew I liked Terry Don.
Hey, people like Bud Man.
And so they gave me and said, we'd like you to be here for Saturday's game. And I scrambled. This was on a Wednesday. Thursday, I found a chicken or a bird costume. And so it was either a bird costume or a dog costume. And I picked the bird costume and got later dubbed by the advertiser, by Bruce Brown, saying that he called it the Raging Cajun Chicken. And that's where the name Cajun Chicken came from.
Where did fabulous? Yeah, then they added fabulous Cajun chicken, right?
Because he was fabulous.
He was, yeah.
Well, what came out of all of that? Because I started with the university, it represented the university, and there was a big thing. Don and I actually talked about this years ago with the marketing of it. The Cajun chicken was asked to do some commercials. Alumni from the university were going, why is he doing a commercial for an alumni of another school? And it became a big hoopla. So there really wasn't any 100% ownership of the Cajun chicken. So I actually contacted the San Diego Chicken, Ted Gianolis, and I talked to him about all that because he started with the radio station and had the exact same thing happen with him. And so that's when I came back and it became the fabulous Cajun chicken and redid the costume. I was able to copyright it and service market and all of that. And it became 100% mine.
Was that KGB out of San Diego? Was that the name of the station?
I believe so.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember Ted Gianolis.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was the San Diego chicken.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And but that allowed you to do other gigs basically. Correct. I mean, yeah, you could go to other events. It was no longer the university's property.
Correct.
Russell.
And go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying from that point on, then I was able to start getting into minor league sports and travel the country doing minor league sports on the weekends with the Cajun chicken.
Well, you definitely became popular, Russell. This is Tom Brown. How you doing? It's good to hear from you again.
Oh,
man.
It's good to hear your voice again.
Hey, look, we led into this segment with Beat It, of course, and I remember the first time you came out in the glittered jacket. Well, you had a cape on, if I remember right. You had a cape on and you were disguising it, and they were just playing the intro to that song. Dong, dong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember the fans just went crazy when you threw that cape off.
Tom was 12 when you first came out, by the way.
And I still remember it.
When the cape came up and the hand went up with the
glove. Oh, yeah. You had so many characters that you were able to come up with. You know, to do the moonwalk and all, did it just come from the fact of Michael Jackson being so popular?
Yes, I had done a skit, and this is where Michael Jackson came from. I did a skit with the Raging Jazz. It was a Michael Jackson deal, and they made me this red glove, the sequin glove. I did not like the Michael Jackson skit at all. And when we were doing a game, basketball game, it went into overtime, and I had run out of skit. And all that was left was this Michael Jackson deal. And it was like, man, I don't want to do this. I think it's a joke. I went out and did the Michael Jackson deal. Cajun Dome security came up to me and said, don't ever do that again without letting us know ahead of time. The place just went berserk.
Yes, it did. I was there.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, this is one of my favorite routines now.
It was definitely the one that everyone waited for every game. Everyone waited for you to come out Jackson.
Russell, wasn't that your opening skit?
I didn't do it every game. Because we had so many different skits, I tried to do it about every third game. I'd do that one. And a lot of times I waited until we needed a big pick-me-up, and that's when we'd do it.
I had my favorite, just like everybody else did. Mine was the Grim Reaper.
That was funny. That was funny, man.
And you just stand by the opposing team's bench. That was good.
I got to tell you this on the Grim Reaper. It was a high school basketball playoff game. Yeah, it was actually at St. Thomas More. And I don't know who they were playing, but they were beating the heck out of this one team. And it came down. It was down. It was, the final timeout, about 3 minutes left to go in the game. And I got the Grim Reaper out, and they played the music, and I came and stood behind the team's bench. This one young man turns around and sees me standing there in the Grim Reaper outfit. He cleared the bench and was about 17 rows up in the stands, screaming his lungs out. The coach loses his mind. I got two officials grabbing me and dragging me off the court, going, "You are done for the night."
I know we need to take a break. Right. Russell will be back in just a moment. Let us pay some bills. Five Guys Stories.
Live from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette. This is KLWB Karen Crow Lafayette. 1037 The Game, a Delta Media station. Call Lafayette Roofing, 237-7663.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-531-5691 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-531-5691. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-531-5691. That's 800-531-5691.
The 2019 Ford F-150 is... wait, what's the word? How would you describe something that has a body made out of high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy? Something with best-in-class torque and payload that can tow up to 13,200 pounds. And something with the smarts to know that even after being able to do all of that, you can always use a little help from available Pro Trailer Backup Assist. Oh, that's right. I remember the word. It's tough. The 2019 Ford F-150. Built Ford tough.
Max towing is achieved on F-150 XL Super Crew. 6.5-foot box, 3.5-liter EcoBoost, 4x2, and max trailer tow package. Max payload is achieved on F-150 XL regular cab. 8-foot box, 5-liter, 4x2, and heavy-duty payload package. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds, GVWR. Max towing varies based on cargo, vehicle configuration, accessories, and number of passengers. Max payload varies based on accessories and vehicle configuration. See label on door jam for carrying capacity of a specific vehicle. Towing and payload are independent attributes and may not be achieved simultaneously.
Time for your sports update. This is the 103.7 The Game 2-Minute Drill.
What's the news?
This one's hit high in the air to right center. This one's trouble. Going back on Reddick. It's big trouble. It's a three-run jack for Thames.
The Houston Astros came up short on Tuesday night, splitting their two-game series with the Milwaukee Brewers in a 4-2 loss. The Astros have a day off before returning to action for a four-game series starting Thursday against the Seattle Mariners with first pitch set for 7:10. And you'll hear all the action over on our sister station, The Rewind, 97.7 FM, 1330 AM, and 104.1 FM out in Lake Charles. The LSU Tigers are one day closer to the matchup on Saturday against the Texas Longhorns, and head coach Ed Orgeron talks about who Sam Ehlinger reminds him of.
You know, he reminds me a little bit of Tebow. And I was at another school and we had to play Tebow. And I'm not saying he's as good as Tebow. I'm not saying he's not, but he reminds me of that type of player, but he's a better thrower.
You want to hear more from the head coach? Don't forget you can listen to the Ed Orgeron show tonight right after Five Guys Stories and Lies wraps up at 8. The Raging Cajuns will start their home slate this Saturday against the Liberty Flames, and head coach Billy Napier gave us an early scouting report on Hugh Freeze's team.
You know, Liberty's got a handful of players that are explosive. You know, really good skill on offense. The quarterback's a proven passer who's spread it around last year, threw for all kinds of yards. And then they've got some disruptive defensive players. You know, they've got some edge players that are unique. That can create some issues for you. They're big and inside backer and physical, really big in the interior D-line.
Don't forget you can text Cajuns to 68683 if you want to win tickets to see the Cajuns live and in living color. Again, that's Cajuns to 68683. For Acadiana's number one sports station, 103.7 The Game, I'm Clint Dumming, and if you want more news, opinion, and on-demand audio, all you got to do is check out 103.7thegame.com.
Listening to 103.7 The Game on your Amazon Echo is easy. Just enable the Alexa skill for 103.7 The Game on the Alexa app from your mobile device. Just say, Alexa, ask 103.7 The Game to play live.
It's so easy, anyone can do it.
Live and local, this is Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game. With over 200 combined years of sports coverage in Acadiana, this is a gathering unlike any other.
Well, every week this show looks better to me.
Every week your eyesight gets worse.
This is Five Guys Stories and Lies. Here's your host, Don Allen.
Welcome back. Hour number two. We're with Russell Heim, the Cajun Chicken, as he's talking to us from his... I guess, is it your home in Houston, or are you just stuck there right
Yes,
now?
Sir. Okay. No, it's my home here.
All right, good.
I'm sticking around. I got two granddaughters here, so, you know, I got to stay in town.
We were talking a little bit about, well, we talked about Michael Jackson. We talked about the Grim Reaper, who was always my favorite. Did any referees or coaches get really PO'd at you?
Oh, the skunk. That's what I wanted to ask him about.
I love the skunk,
man. The skunk on a leash. Didn't you almost get thrown out of a game for that?
Oh, I've almost got thrown out of many games. There was one game dealing with the skunk, and what we would do is David Risco, who lives there, and my longtime partner on all of this. With the skunk, what we would do is we would have David go in a coat and tie, dressed up, and would be at the end of the other team's bench when the timeout would start. And the whole deal was he had tearaway pants. Well, this game, I forgot, I think it was against Florida or Florida State, and they came out, and I brought the skunk over there. Dave comes walking over and pushes me away. Well, people start booing. And so I go back, and he pushes me away again, and people are getting upset. I could hear people in the stands yelling at him. And so we come back, and a third time, he kicks the skunk. Well, man, at this time, the official sees what's going on, and he's thinking, we're going to have a fist fight out there on the floor. And So I take off. The whole idea is this point now, I grab Dave's pants. Pants come off. That's the end of the routine. Well, in this case, the official sees me going after David. The official grabs me and literally tackles me. As I'm going down, I grab David's pants, and his pants rip off, and he's wearing the big polka dot shorts. The official is laying on the ground next to me, and he goes, I cannot believe you did this to me. And he said, I am, man, he was so mad. And I could not, you go in the back by the dressing room, and their dressing room was right next to mine. And at halftime of the walk, and I saw him, and I just busted out laughing. Every time I saw him after that, I couldn't stop laughing.
Which official was this?
If you ever do that again, he says, without telling me, he said, I will have you barred from ever doing another game.
Wasn't there one time when you just kind of walked the skunk over to the official under
and
the
basket? Raised his tail.
During a timeout and raised your tail and, like, put it on his foot or something, and he got mad and made you stop? Oh.
He made you leave the court. I know that. He didn't kick you out, I don't think. But he made you leave the court.
Oh, they made me leave the court, and I think I got an official letter of reprimand in my file.
Did you ever get a copy of that story? We had a columnist at the Daily Iberian named Greg Lopez, which he went on to the Detroit News and the Rocky Mountain. He was a fabulous columnist. And I brought him to that game, and as was the case in everything he did, he always wound up being at one that was unique. And so he wrote about that afterward. I don't know if you ever got a copy of it, but the headline in the Daily Iberian the next day on his column was, Chicken with a Skunk Causes Stink at UL Basketball Game.
I've still got a copy of that article.
You do?
Yeah, I definitely.
That was one of the greatest articles. I mean, it was hilarious, but it was just, you know, but I remember you walking up behind that official and raising that skunk's tail, and that guy turned beet red, and he kind of gave it to you pretty good. Oh,
there were several officials, and they would come to me before the game, and I'd always go tell them hi before the game, and it helped out if I told them what skits I was planning on doing. And there were a couple officials said, hey, I'll be happy to play along with that one or this one. But there were some said, you come near me, and you're getting thrown out.
Was Mac Chauvin one of them? Mac played along with it, didn't he?
Mac played along with it. Yes, he did.
Yeah, I figured Mac
would. He always
would.
Did.
He was there so often, so he knew what you would do. Who was your favorite character? Was it?
Which one?
Yeah, was it Michael Jackson, or was it one of the others, Elvis or MC Hammer?
I'm still laughing about the Grim Reaper, though. That's hilarious.
No, but I think Michael Jackson was the most popular, right?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson was definitely the most popular. The Witch Doctor was another
one that
I had a lot of fun with.
Yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah, I had forgotten about that.
Now, you scared the hell out of a lot of people with that damn spider on that fishing rod.
Including Mr. Don Allen.
Including Don. You dropped that spider on him, he said.
Oh, look, I thought sure he was going to curse, but he didn't on the air. He was real good about it. Jay Walker played that clip I don't know how many times the next morning. I tell you, it was good.
Oh, that scared Don?
The spider was always a lot of fun when I was running through the stands. And we used to do it especially in the minor league baseball. You know, and they're outside in the stands, and there's bugs flying around. Well, David and I were in Lynchburg, Virginia, doing a baseball game. And I come down, and I'm just scaring people with the spider, just having a good time. And I go down to where all the players' wives are sitting, and I drop the spider down in front of one of the ladies. Well, she screams and immediately throws her beer at the spider. When she did, it swung over in front of another lady who threw her beer at it. And then all of a sudden, it's just an explosion of beer everywhere. David had to go to the locker room and get a whole stack of towels for these ladies in the stands.
Wow. Do you ever think about making a full-time career out of that?
Oh, I actually looked into it and had taken a leave of absence from my engineering position and was just doing it full-time. And I had finally got it. I had very good managers. I was at the point where, yes, I was making plenty of money to survive on. And I was up in Flint, Michigan, doing a hockey game. And I called home before going to the stadium, and my oldest daughter answered the phone, and she said, "Daddy, you're not going again, are you?" And I said, "No." And at that point in time, I went from being a full-time chicken to a full-time dad. I called my management company, and I told them, I said, "I will honor all contracts that are signed, but that's it. It's time for me to go home."
Is that why did you leave USL? Or why did USL leave you? Whatever the case may be.
Be honest.
Sherry and Shep Snyder had asked me to come meet them for lunch one day. And they said, "Look, Russell, we're going to have to do something. You have, especially at the basketball games, people don't want to see the Jazz. They don't want to hear the band.
That's
they
right.
don't want to see the cheerleaders. They want to see your skits. And we have students here that, you know, this is their scholarship. This is what they love doing." And at that point in time, it's like, yeah, you're right. And it's about the students. I'm just a hired help. And so we agreed, it was time for the chicken to go. And I was kind of thinking, I was doing Alphonse the Alligator at the time, and also full-time business. So I had plenty on my plate. And it just worked out. They wanted to go a different direction with the marketing, with the pepper. So it was perfect timing.
That was a wise decision.
Yeah,
that worked out really well.
We were discussing marketing before we started
in
with you, and it seems that stupid marketing decisions have gone back much further than we originally thought.
It's incredible because they need something like that. I mean, this Pepis thing and this Mr. Cajun and all this other stuff, that they, like I said earlier in the program, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but I haven't seen a mascot with that kind of presence and that drew that kind of attention from fans since you quit. I mean, there are no more, which is amazing. You think somebody would have picked up that mantle, you know, like a chicken.
Yeah, I offered the university the costume, the copyrights, the service marks, trademarks, everything. And they said, "No, we don't want to go that direction."
You cannot fix stupid, Russell.
Yeah. No. you know what, Russell? You know, if you go to the Smithsonian, Dorothy's slippers are in the Smithsonian when you walk in. Your Michael Jackson outfit with your costume ought to be in the UL. Sports Hall of Fame. Yeah, I mean, it really is.
I think the chicken ought to be in the Hall of Fame, to be honest with you.
I agree, because, you know, anybody saw that, and if they would bring that back, I don't know if they could find anybody with your personality and your originality as far as coming up with these skits, because, again, I haven't seen those skits anywhere.
No.
Anything close to it, have you?
I haven't seen any mascots do stuff like that. They usually fly.
That's because universities
basketball.
Are going in a different direction,
yeah.
Tom.
What, again, too sophisticated or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's trying to find somebody that's mentally disturbed enough to do it.
This is also true. Let me ask, I don't mean to get too personal here, Russell. In your glory days, what was it financially worth to you to be the chicken?
Oh, well,
that's pretty personal.
I was making more money doing the chicken than I was as a full-time engineer.
That answer your question? I don't blame you.
Goodness gracious.
It's just a shame to me that they didn't figure out a way to work you in to the dance routines and the cheer routines and the band songs.
Because they got too big. You became bigger than the attraction.
And we said that before you got on. I said I believe that what ended up happening was that he just got to be the main attraction more than the sporting event. Don disagreed with me.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I cannot fathom them shutting you down because they gave you some lame excuse. Well, this is for the students. You know, they're not looking at the students now, you know.
But no, they're bringing them back for tailgating them to get them closer for tailgating.
Russell, you ever think about just a return engagement, just a one-night stand or just like a reunion type thing?
I wish I could. I've still got one costume left that I kept, but
you got to be asked first.
I got I've got one new knee left back in February, and I'm going into the doctor on Friday for some more surgery now on my other knee. So, yeah, I'm these old bones are a little banged up and beat up. Maybe you
could develop a nice cane or crutch routine.
No, you can still do the moonwalk, though, couldn't you? You can still do the moonwalk, I would think.
Yeah, it looks like the gravity's gotten extremely heavy. You know, it's more of a Jupiter walk.
They ought to bring you back, if nothing else, just to honor you at one of the games, at a basketball game or things like that. Have they ever approached you about that, coming back?
They've got a marketing
Tony
crew Robichaux now that has no clue who he is.
Tony brought me back several times, and, man, really, really going to miss that man. He was a great man.
Oh, great man.
I'd love to. Well, I always told him, I said, I will come back and do your games anytime. And
that's great.
Definitely. And I came back, I think the last time I did anything at the university, we had Old Timers Night or something back in 2011 for a basketball game, and they brought back a whole bunch of the old players. And they brought me, and they said, you want to come and sign some autographs and sit at the table? You can. Well, that lasted all of about 5 minutes, and then I was up in the stands. I wasn't going to sit there and not do something. that was the last appearance I did for the university.
Russell, I hate to say this, but I think it's very possible that the people running the show now at UL in the marketing department have no clue who
no,
you are.
No. They've never heard
what,
of it.
And
no.
what you did.
No. Yeah, that's true. A culture now, Russell. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and it's sad. And they're struggling in their marketing campaigns. Again, we go back to the key marketing strategy now is a dollar hot dogs. So, and $2 beers. It's not somebody like you, and they need more of you.
Russell, if you...
I have met with them. What's that?
If you'll give us just a second, we need to take one more break, and then we'll be back to wrap it up with you. Is that cool?
That sounds great, gentlemen.
Russell Hines, the Cajun Chicken, Five Guys, Stories and Lies, continues after this.
Make sure to wake up and start your weekday mornings off with a piping hot cup of sports talk with RP3 and Company from 6 to 9. Host Raymond Parch III tackles all of the local and statewide sports topics of the day right here on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game.
On your mark, get set, go to Antenna TV.
One, two.
Race to your TV to watch your favorite shows.
So are you with me?
Yeah.
Then let's do it.
Yeah.
Spend days marathoning one classic after another.
What did people do for entertainment before TV?
Feel like a champ while you catch up with your favorite characters.
Now, excuse me, Harvey. I've got to go kick some butt.
Everyone's a winner with Antenna TV.
Antenna TV Acadiana, over the air, channel 32.2.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is 21 days of amazing finds. It's 21 days to discover your next go-tos and can't live withouts. 21 days of daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves, like the Tartlet and Bloom eyeshadow palette and Urban Decay 24/7 eye pencils. Plus, explore our latest exclusive products and hundreds of new launches, aka 21 days of I want that one and that one. Event ends September 21st. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-531-5691, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-531-5691. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-531-5691. That's 800-531-5691.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-961-2730. 800-961-2730. That's 800-961-2730.
Have you ever dreamed of taking down the blonde bomber Jordy Hultberg in fantasy football? Well, now is your chance to make that dream a reality by signing up for the 103.7 The Game Fantasy Football League for the Jordy Hultberg Show. Just call 337-706-0111 and give us your name and contact info, and we will sign you up. The league is free, and you can then join us on Wednesday, September 4th for a draft party with the man himself at Twin Peaks on Johnston. Spots are filling up as we speak, so don't hesitate and sign up now.
Now, back to Five Guys Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
You picked a bad time. You picked a bad time to listen to me. You picked a bad time.
Anytime you listen to us is a fine time. Five Guys Stories and Lies, 706-0111. Russell Heim, the Cajun Chicken, is with us tonight from Houston. Russell, do you miss it at all?
Oh yes, I truly do. It being out there, being part of the game, and actually feeling like I had something to do with the game. Oh, nobody got more upset about a loss than I did. I always felt it was my fault somehow. I didn't get people riled up enough.
Oh,
but wow. I wish I could do it.
Blackham, there was a special electricity in that building.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce is unable to be here tonight. He was in an automobile accident the other day, but he has a couple of questions for you. The first one is, what was the most elaborate stunt you ever pulled as a Cajun Chicken?
Most elaborate? Oh, jeez.
Yeah. What's your most memorable stunt?
The most memorable I did not pull. But if y'all remember when the power went out at the Cajun Dome during the middle of a basketball game, the power blinked.
Yeah.
And the official came up to me after that, because I was out there on the court, and he said, if this is one of your skits, you're never doing another game again.
Well, you pull the plug.
Yeah. He was serious, too. He really thought it, man. I was like, oh, my goodness.
The other one, now I know the answer to this, Bruce, want to know if you ever got tired of it to go in a different direction. But he also said you sang and played guitar in a church choir.
Yes, I did.
And then became the Chicken. Have you always been in front of an audience, he wants to know.
As long as I can remember. I love entertaining, and God, you know, he gave me an okay voice, and I can play guitar pretty well. But for some reason, God gave me this talent to get in a costume and make it come alive like most people can't. And I appreciate that every day. I thank God for that ability and that talent. I've always loved it. I've always loved being on stage. I've always loved entertaining. And then I became an engineer.
Yeah, that's not entertaining, Russell.
No.
What did you do to win a job? When you said you auditioned for Budman, what did you do?
Right.
What did you do to beat all the other people?
I'll be honest, I really don't know. I went in because I was talked into it by my boss at the time. He said, because he was my running buddy, we're both single, and he says, you need to go audition for this Budman to get us free beer. And I told him there was no way I was going to do it. And the next. He hounded me that whole day, and the next morning I got up and I said, no, I'm not going. Then he called. He said, you going? And I said, I'll go, but I'm not doing it. I got there. I did it. And I got a call from Herb Schilling the next day. He says, you're our bud man. And it's like, well, I don't want to be your bud man. And so I ended up doing my very first game as bud man. And after that, I told him, nobody's got this job but me. I loved it. And so I did bud man for several years. They sent me all over. Buck sent me. I went to up in Vail, Colorado, went to Milwaukee, went to Florida, traveled around doing that. And
as Budman? Really?
As Budman, yes.
Russell, I had a great time on the website trying to find some pictures of you to put on our website to let everybody know you were going to be on tonight. And I found some really great pictures of you. And you were just talking about how Blackham was such a great place. You know, we've always talked all the time, all of us that are old enough, about how the basketball games at Blackham, the Bow Days and all, will never go back to that time. Well, we're never going to see the Cajun Chicken again. And I just want to thank you for all the years you gave me, the fun and excitement being there and watching your skits. And you've had a run. We'll never see that again in Raging Cajun history. You know, and I know you're proud of that, and we're just all happy to have been able to see it and experience it.
We'll all sing Kumbaya right now.
Huh?
We'll all sing Kumbaya right now.
Yeah. But didn't you?
No. Oh, man, I'm ready to tell you talking. I got too many stories.
Yeah.
can we talk?
Well, go ahead.
Go. I mean, keep rolling, man.
Well, we got a break coming.
We got a break coming, but if you got time, we'll keep you around.
How long we got, Kevin, before the break?
About a minute.
About a minute? You got a story you can tell in a minute?
Here's a quick one. When we're doing minor league baseball, I did the Witch Doctor in Jacksonville, Florida. I did the Witch Doctor skit. Well, I go back into the clubhouse to change for my next routine, and one of the ball players comes running into the clubhouse, and he says, "Chicken, I got a bad gree-gree on my bat." He says, "You need to help me." He says, "Take this gree-gree off my bat." And it's like, what? And he made me. He's standing there. He made me put the costume back on. I danced around the bat, sprinkled some glitter on it.
It was like
he
Major League.
There and got a double.
Was his bat named like, Joe Boo?
Oh, my goodness.
Was his bat named Joe Boo?
Joe Boo, yes, exactly.
That before or after the movie came out?
That was right after the movie came out, yes.
That's funny.
He told me he had bad gree-gree on his bat and made me put that costume all the way back on, and I missed my next inning break because of it. But it was, he got a double when he came.
We need to take a break. We'll be back with Joe Boo on
Joe
Five Guys Stories and Lies after this.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
Cam is good to go in Carolina. I'm Jeff Biggs with a big sigh of relief for the Panthers as Cam Newton was not mentioned on the injury report with the shoulder or the foot injury, and that means Cam will be ready to go for Sunday's big season opener against the Rams. Ezekiel Elliott, who passed Todd Gurley as the new highest-paid running back in the NFL, is all set for Week 1 against the Giants. Zeke arrived at the Star and signed a new 6-year extension worth $90 million, with $50 million guaranteed. And while we're talking about money, the Colts have confirmed that owner Jim Irsay recently rejected an offer of $3.2 billion to buy the team. In baseball, Aaron Judge and Gleyber Torres have gone deep to put the Yankees on top of Texas 3-0, with the Red Sox on top of the Twins 1-0. I'm Jeff Biggs, NBC Sports Radio.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 6161 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 6161. Enjoy!
Harry's razors are also available at Target and Walmart.
Hey guys, this is Natalia from the WWE, and you're listening to 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com.
When you're a member of the 103.7 The Game Clubhouse, there's always something for you to win. Get the rewards of being a member, like our most recent Clubhouse winner.
Hi, this is Amy Gerald, and I'm a huge UL fan from Parks, Louisiana. I am so excited I won season passes to see UL football in the Pandemonium contest.
It's all up for grabs in the 103.7 The Game Clubhouse.
Join now at 103.7thegame.com
or on the 103.7 The Game mobile app.
Give your family great TV.
Oh, that's nice.
For free. TV like Antenna TV. Tell them they can watch Antenna TV in 3 easy steps. Hook up your digital antenna. Use your digital tuner. Look for Antenna TV. Now they too can enjoy their favorite classic shows for free on Antenna TV.
Antenna TV Acadiana, over the air, channel 32.2.
There's no denying that it really feels like summer. There's also no denying that it really tasted like summer at Randall's Restaurant. Randall's Restaurant in Lafayette is offering fresh summertime favorites such as Louisiana Blue Point crabs, fresh shrimp, fresh fish, and more. Boiled, broiled, fried, over rice, however you like it, every evening starting at 5 p.m. And you gotta have live Cajun music in Cajun country. Randall's has a great live Cajun band every night starting at 6:30. So meet your friends or bring the family for a night of family fun with fresh Louisiana seafood, char-grilled Angus steaks, chicken, as well as many other delicacies, along with live Cajun bands every night opening at 5 p.m. with live music at 6:30. Located on Cali Saloon Road near Ambassador Caffrey in Lafayette. Take a look at the menu or band schedule on the web at randalls.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Your clients want beautiful floors that stay beautiful. You want clients that stay happy after the job is done. Home Decorators Collection water-resistant 8mm flooring, exclusively from the Home Depot, is a laminate you can stand behind because it stands up to demanding homeowners. They get the beauty they want. You get to give them a quote that will floor them. Home Decorators Collection water-resistant 8mm laminate, just $158 a square foot, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
They're here to tell it like it is and how it was. This is Five Guys Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
Don Allen, Glenn Quibido, and Tom Brown. We are Five Guys Stories and Lies, minus two. Bruce Brown isn't with us tonight, recuperating from getting T-boned Saturday morning, and Bobby Ardwan is being T-boned right now as we speak by the St. Landry Parish Council. We are fortunate enough and have been fortunate enough to have with us for about the last half hour plus Russell Himes, who is the Cajun Chicken and was for many, many years, starting in 1984 and went off and on for the next 27 years. Russell, I know you're not bitter about the fact that USL told you to take a hike, but just between you and us, we are.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
It was a great run. I had so much fun and really appreciated all the fans and the support for all those years. I understand where they were coming from. And as I stated earlier, I was getting to that point where I had to decide. I had to pick one character to do because the ice skaters were keeping me extremely busy and the Cajuns were real busy and also dealing with the Swamp Cats at that time, too. So it was. I had plenty of stadium time, and I had to give up something. It just worked out perfect for me.
How many engagements a year did you do at your peak?
I was doing over 100 a year.
Wow. And did you always wear – was it always – you said you did a hockey game in Michigan or somewhere. Did you always have fabulous Cajun chicken on there?
No. When I started – going national and got picked up by Total Sports Entertainment, I developed a new character called Cajun Commotion. And that's the one that went national because Ted Gianolis, the San Diego Chicken, or famous chicken, world famous chicken, was having such a problem with another chicken in his hen house out there or his chicken yard the thing was, told me everything I knew needed to do to protect myself from possible lawsuits and legal actions. And so I did them all. And once I got into the national circuit, he tried to sue me for, and he couldn't because I did everything exactly like he told me to. So I was protected. That really pissed him off.
Why did he try to sue you?
Because he thought I was a copy of him.
Yeah, infringement, I'm sure.
Okay,
but Ted also believed every other character out there, the Philly fanatic David Raymond, and a lot of the others were all copies of him. And Ted was, all of 5'3", I believe, or 5'4", and everybody was a copy of him, as far as he was concerned.
Ted got a little bitter there toward the end, didn't he?
Oh yeah, yeah. We would everybody would go to the baseball winter meetings and. Ted refused to show up. If he did come through, all he did was snub his nose at everybody.
Really?
What sport do you think you were most effective in? Like, I can't imagine not being on a basketball court with all the timeouts and the halftime. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I'm sure like at a baseball game, you could just wander the stands the whole night too, right?
Yes, baseball became my favorite after a while. One, because you have so many inning breaks. So I was able to do a lot more skits. Basketball, if I had the whole stadium to myself, or meaning no cheerleaders, no band, in the areas that when I went outside of the university, I got to do all the timeouts. So I got to do a lot more than just one or two skits a game. But baseball became a lot of fun, doing the minor leagues, traveling the country. David and I had so much fun doing all of that.
Was Michael Jackson the number one skit in baseball, or was it Elvis Presley? Because Tom ran a picture of you doing Elvis, didn't you?
I did Elvis.
You did Elvis?
Elvis, MC Hammer, Michael Jackson. We did the Witch Doctor, Grim Reaper. I'm trying to think. We did the satellite dish with playing Barney and at the Cajun Dome, we were able to do all sorts of we'd make up a new tape each game. Those were always a lot of fun. We had the remote control car that we used for multiple skits.
Yeah, I remember that. What was the game they played a song? I don't know if it was the chicken song or whatever. And you were in the back, and when you heard it, you ran out on the court and you started beating your chest like you had fallen in love. You remember that? Because I remember Blackham Coliseum went crazy when you did that.
That was the first year I did the chicken was at Blackham, and the next year we got to the Cajun Dome, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, because you were in the back doing something else, and I don't think that was scripted. Oh. And when they started playing that song and you heard it, was it the chicken song? That da 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 da. Was it that? And you came running out there?
Yes, it's her.
Yeah, you were beating your heart like you had fallen in love or something, and you were looking and stuff. I know you gave some of those visiting teams hell.
Oh, look, yeah. That was my whole the whole intent was to see what we could do to mess up the other team. We had, and over the years, we developed so many different skits. Dave and I used to watch the Roadrunner cartoons. That's where I got a lot of my ideas from. And also just go wandering through Toys R Us to find little props and say, hey, what do we think we can do with this?
Toys R Us?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I'd go find stuff.
Yeah, you'd stand by the visiting team on a basketball court like you were trying to listen in. And a couple of times you had some guys come over and like, what are you doing? Get out of here. You know?
I had the popcorn box, which I used. I had a microphone in, and I'd get over there, put the headset on, and put the microphone out like I'm listening in.
Yeah,
I had one guy come and actually put his hand over the microphone and say, you can't listen to this.
Those are some good years, what? Man.
You really think that this is working, don't you? Okay.
Nobody has, highlight tapes of any of that stuff?
That's just something you don't think
nobody,
about
nobody
doing
taped
when it's going
it back
on.
Then?
Yeah, you know?
Russell.
I've got some, but that was the day before cell phone cameras. And, so nobody had a camera ready, you know, at their...
Oh, if you had me, you ought to put them on YouTube.
Oh, that's a shame, too.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Russell, I have a question. Did you ever Did you ever do anything you wish you hadn't done?
I can think of one.
I was asking Russell. What?
Yes.
Which one?
Yes.
Which one? Let's see if it's the real one.
Well, I tried developing, when I first went national, I tried developing a new character called Mardi Gras Mambo, and it turned out to be an absolute disaster. Never went over. It was a big thud. That was embarrassing. I did a game for I think it was Albuquerque, or it was a Triple A team, and I had the tearaway costume on, and I was doing something on the field, and several of the players were supposed to come out, grab me, rip the costume off, and then I had the red long johns underneath it. Well, I went out there, did my part, and waiting for them, and they're all sitting in the dugout pointing and laughing. And it was just like, oh, this. And I was stuck out there with nothing to do. And I wasn't going to pull my own costume off. That was a little embarrassing.
Did you ever regret any routines you did here in Lafayette at the Dome or at Blackham?
None that popped in my head. I tried to keep everything tasteful. And... Funny. Not to embarrass anybody more than necessary. I didn't
more
want
than
to.
Necessary. I
yeah,
like
more
that.
Than necessary. Yeah.
What were you thinking?
I tried to keep everything very, very tasteful. There were things that happened. There was, when I first did Budman, there was me and another guy who originally started with Budman, and I think somebody made reference to that earlier. He did some things that were very embarrassing, and it stuck on me because after that game, he never did anything else. But his stuff was stuck on me. I kept saying it wasn't me, but nobody could tell it wasn't me in the costume.
Everybody thought it was you.
All right, if you got another question, ask it now.
Woo, I tell you what, we covered most of it. I tell you what, I just want to say once again, the university lost a jewel when they lost you, Russell. And again, I'm getting to be an old man. I'm 67 years old, and I watch a lot of sports. I see a lot. You know, the big thing today for mascots to do, they have a race around a baseball stadium and a football stadium, or they tackle each other, but nobody does skits. Nobody does the things that you did. And those are the things that people are deprived of and don't even realize it. And for the university to let you go like that, I mean, that's – I just
– It's a shame.
Yeah. And we're still fighting marketing over here. So, it's not unique.
Russell,
I just got a text from Dave Verisco, and he said, tell them about the first hot dogs for Alphonse at the ice skater game. And this was funny. We were, the very first game We come up to the period breaks, and nobody knew. There was nothing at that time planned. And they just looked at me and said, Russell, you're going to have to do something during these period breaks. And I said, well, at the Cajun games, I shoot hot dogs, you know, through the slingshot. And, man, Dave Berryman and Tim Berryman says, oh, hell no, you're not shooting hot dogs off the ice. You can forget that right now. Don't even think about it. And, boy, they tore me up about it ahead of the game. And so we're doing the first period, and they said, what are you going to do with the period break? And I'm just sitting there going, I don't know. So, man, Dave says, what do you want to do? I said, go get some hot dogs. And so David went to the concession stand, got a bunch of hot dogs. And, man, Dave's first word was, the Berryman said, don't do it. And so we're walking onto the ice, and that was T.D. Smith, who was the stadium announcer. And T.D. says, what are you going to do? And, man, I said, just announce who wants a hot dog. And T.D. put his hand over the mic and said, they told you not to do that. And I said, exactly, announce it. And so, man, T.D. said, who wants a hot dog? And the place went berserk. We started shooting the hot dogs, and it really went good. And I was so pumped up going, yeah, man, that worked so well. And I look over, and there is Dave Berryman in the Zamboni entrance just calling me over, come here now. Come here now. And, boy, man, it was like, well, this was the shortest gig I've ever had in my life. I get to the Zamboni, and he grabs me by the cuffs and pulls me close, and he says, the next time I tell you not to do something, just go ahead and do it. That was incredible.
We should thank Mr. Marisco also for his contributions and for everything he did to help you come up with the things. It was great, man. And you guys, like I said, thank you so much for your time tonight. And it's just something we will never be able to duplicate. And it's just been really – if you ever get in here in town, you better call us for lunch or dinner.
Oh, look, I was really hoping to be in town this evening. It just didn't work out. But, it was just a great time. And I got a couple of last things if I got a moment here.
Yeah, sure.
When Dave and I were traveling, what we would do, I had a little earpiece that I'd put in, and Dave Risco would be up in the press box, and he would be directing me during the game. Okay, Russ, we got this coming up, we got that coming up. Okay, this is, you need to head back now. You got two outs, because I wasn't watching the games. Well, he'd be up in the press box. We go up, and it was somewhere in upstate New York. And our frequency was the same frequency as the local drive-thru. And so I'm sitting there, and I hear in my ear, we'll take two Big Macs and a fry. Well, Dave, being the wonderful person he is, he gets on there and goes, and we'll take two hot apple pies and a milkshake. Well, the people report back, and they go, okay, that's two hamburgers, fries, two apple pies, and a milkshake. And, man, the person who was ordering, I didn't order all of that. And I'm sitting there in the stands, you know, trying to do my job. And Dave is sitting up in the press box drinking a beer, just having the best time talking to the people at the local McDonald's.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Russell.
It wasn't me. But, man, I mean, those people were getting, we didn't order. Man, you hear the people at the restaurant going, well, somebody's ordering this.
Russell, we had a blast. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Gentlemen, it's all great to hear you. And hopefully I'll be at the game on Saturday. And my predictions, Cajuns 34, Liberty 17.
Write it down. All right.
We got it.
Thanks, Russell. It's been
Thank
a pleasure,
you again,
man.
Russell.
Hey,
Russell
right,
Hine.
Great, Russell.
Russell
hear
Hine.
Your voices.
Long live the Cajun chicken.
There you go.
Who joined
I'm
us
waiting
tonight.
For somebody to pick up the mantle and run with it.
Oh, they need to get somebody.
Yeah, come over here. You'll see Tom pick up the check and run with it.
He'll
run away from the
miracle.
Check.
Yeah.
We need to take a break. Russell, thanks again. The Cajun chicken was with us tonight from his home in Houston. We need to take a break. This is Five Guys, Stories and Lies. We've got a couple of final things to talk about when we come back, including a preview of what's going to be going on next Wednesday night on the show. So we'll be back after this.
Yeah. Bring Acadiana Sports Station 1037 The Game along for the ride. We go wherever you go.
Everywhere.
With the 1037 The Game mobile app.
Lafayette's own Dustin the Diamond Poirier is looking to become the unified UFC lightweight champ, and you can help cheer him on at Marley Sports Bar in downtown Lafayette. Join me, RP3, for a UFC 242 watch party on Saturday at Marley's. The action begins at 3 and runs until 6 p.m., but you can stick around and cheer on UL and LSU as Marley's won't be closing until 2 a.m. So join me, RP3, this Saturday for the UFC 242 watch party at Marley's.
For most, there's no place like home.
Can I run away from home?
But not for Ronnie Howard.
I ran away, Gomer. I ran away from home.
You're not sending me home.
You won't run away from home?
Why'd you want to come way out here?
To join the Marines.
How do you feel?
I'm a Marine. We're the best.
Ronnie's real home is MeTV.
I don't want to run away. I changed my mind.
Oh. Watch MASH, Andy Griffith, and Gomer Pyle.
Charter 10, LUS 18, Cox 23, DirecTV and Dish 50. Over the air 50.1.
The 2019 Ford F-150 is... Wait, what's the word? How would you describe something that has a body made out of high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy? Something with best-in-class torque and payload that can tow up to 13,200 pounds. And something with the smarts to know that even after being able to do all of that, you can always use a little help from available Pro Trailer Backup Assist. Oh, that's right. I remember the word. It's tough. The 2019 Ford F-150. Built Ford tough.
Max towing is achieved on F-150 XL Super Crew. 6.5-foot box, 3.5-liter EcoBoost, 4x2, and max trailer tow package. Max payload is achieved on F-150 XL regular cab. 8-foot box, 5-liter, 4x2, and heavy-duty payload package. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds, GVWR. Max towing varies based on cargo, vehicle configuration, accessories, and number of passengers. Max payload varies based on accessories and vehicle configuration. See label on door jam for carrying capacity of a specific vehicle. Towing and payload are independent attributes and may not be achieved simultaneously.
The viewpoints heard on this program could be considered politically incorrect. Good thing they're too old to care.
Well, that's easy for you to say.
This is Five Guys Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
About 10 minutes of the show left tonight. Let me tell you what's going on here on our large group of Delta Media broadcast stations where sports are concerned. So let me go over this. Tomorrow night, here on 103.7 The Game, you've got the Packers and the Bears. Pregame at 6:30. They'll kick it off at 7 on the Rewind, 97.7 FM, Mariners Astros. First pitch 7:10 on 106.3 Radio Lafayette. Our first high school broadcast of the season, Abbeville at North Vermillion. Pre-game 6:45, kick it off at 7. Friday, St. Thomas More at Holy Cross. Kickoff at 7 here on 103.7 The Game. Acadiana High and Karen Crow, same time, Z105.9. On Mustang 107.1 Southside, we'll play at Northside. Kickoff again at 7 and on the Rewind. Generate at Lafayette High, same time out. On Saturday, here on 103.7, LSU in Texas, kickoff at 6:30. Pregame starts tomorrow night.
It's about right, though.
Pregame's at 4:30 Saturday.
Starts next with Ed Orgeron's show.
That's true. That'll follow our show. The Rewind 97.7, Mariners and Astros at 6:10. Sunday, more Houston baseball. At 1 o'clock against the Mariners. Now, what do we got here?
You got to mention that
Monday, show. Not 3 yet. Monday, Saints-Texans. Oh. Kick it off at 6. That'll be followed by Cheryl 103.7, by the way. Followed by the Broncos and Raiders at the conclusion of the Saints game. And on the Rewind, you'll be able to hear the Astros and the A's at 7 o'clock on Monday. Now, what?
And you can also listen to our show, a rerun of our show on Saturdays from 8 to 10.
This is true.
We just started that. Sure. So this will be a good one to listen to if you just caught part of it or just listen to it again because Russell had some really great stories. And so that's from 8 to 10 o'clock Saturday morning.
Brought back some memories, boy.
Yeah. What are you going to talk about next week's show? We're going to have on Jockey Eddie Delahousie. It'll be the day after the memorial service for Randy Romero, who passed away last week. And he has some memories of Randy, as we all do. Just a tragic loss. Just such a great young man. And that's what everybody said. Just,
died at the age of 61.
Yes. Yes.
And I guess it was complications.
Well, he had cancer, and but he had a lot of other issues going on health wise for years, and so many injuries in his career, and he battled them all, and just a classy young man. That's what Eddie said. He didn't know anybody that didn't like Randy Romero, and I believe that Randy was just a kind soul. And he definitely will be missed. Unbelievable jockey. The last memory I have of him is riding a horse for Junius Delahousie called Cherokee Circle and winning the Lafayette Futurity back in the 90s, I think it was. It might have been the 80s. And then after that race, he left for Kentucky and raced all over the country after that. But so we'll have Eddie on next week, God willing, and look forward to another good show.
Yeah, Eddie's a Hall of Fame jockey himself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the greatest ever.
We think we'll have Bobby Ardwine back with us, but you never can tell.
Bruce might even make it back, you know, depending on how he's feeling.
I would think by then the ribs would have healed enough to where he could, you know, stumble his way in here and
well, it's hurting him right now.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
You know,
I'm sure it is.
So, well, hopefully, we're pulling for him, praying for him. That anybody out there listening, pray for him because he's in some pain with those broken ribs.
T-boned on his way, never got out of Lafayette.
Right.
To go to the UL Mississippi State game in New Orleans. I guess this must have happened about 8 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know exactly.
Had his tickets. Had everything. And then, wham.
Yeah.
It happens.
It happens. But, yeah, so this week, high school football starts.
I was just reading that piece in The Advocate. On Texas high school footballs and the venues that are cashing in on naming rights.
Oh, jeez.
You know, there have been research by the Dallas Morning News found nearly 20 school districts statewide that have awarded naming rights for their football stadiums. And we're talking...
What, millions?
Oh, we're talking high school stadiums that cost upwards of $60 million.
Yeah, those guys get $20,000 a game. Or
20,
yeah, more.
Yeah, you mean attendance.
For the high school.
Yeah, attendance.
20,000 fans and more a game.
Anyway, they were mocked a lot because of that. But the mocking is not coming back to roost. They're looking pretty smart.
Oh, yeah.
Now for what happened. That's our closing song. We need to go away. Again, Eddie Delahousie joins us on the show next Wednesday at 6 o'clock. For Tom and Glenn, I'm Don. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk with you next week. Don't even try
to understand. Live from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette, this is KLWB Karen Crow Lafayette, 1037 The Game, a Delta Media station. Call Lafayette Roofing, 237-7663.